You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. Welcome back to Game Week. Our game may be weak, but we're still here this week, at least. And it's all about chip strategy. Everyone's talking about... Who the hell is at my door? Unbelievable. Sorry, Dan, there's someone at my door. I think it's delivery. Wait a second. I can't believe it.
I wonder what he's got delivered. New pair of trainers, chicken. Let's all guess.
Yes. Sorry, it's my daughter's birthday tomorrow. Presents for her.
What is it? Driver.
It's just. I have no idea. They're presents for her. So from various people. From the Amazon delivery driver.
Okay.
Parcel Pete. Maggie once misread his van as Arsehole Pete, but he is Parcel Pete. So yeah, Dan, what a way to start the podcast that was. Heard my guard dogs, my two guard dogs. They sound quite dangerous, don't they? But they're actually tiny little pointless Shih Tzu and Maltese crosses that are not very scary at all. But their bark is worse than their bite, Dan. You see,
a bit like Forrest.
Anyway, what a way to start a podcast. Let's get straight into chip strategy, because the big news, Dan, is you've dropped your wild card. And, I mean, some people thought it was a strange time to drop a wild card. Do you regret it? I suppose you spawned out a little bit to make it look not as bad as it could have been.
Where did I spawn out?
How did you spawn out, Dan? Because you'd signed the Brighton goalkeeper and then he didn't play. So you'd be like, oh, what an absolute disaster. Only in your world is your sub-goalkeeper playing and your sub-goalkeeper saves a penalty and gets up all the bonus points despite his team losing and this ridiculous game. He gets up loads of bonus points. So your sub-goalkeeper gets you 11 points when the guy you'd signed to start the game week didn't play. Out to the blue.
That's strength in
depth. That is spawn.
Sanchez would have got a clean sheet. I'm annoyed about that anyway, but no, I don't regret the wild card. I regret that unfortunately we weren't able to get on last week and tell people this great strategy, but it was out there. It was on a lot of forums and things. I had a news thing off the BBC and they, annoyingly, the team that they suggested was within about three players of the team I had. And I was like, well, this is terrible.
Oh, so you've got that classic lineup that everyone's got now. Is that what you've got?
Not exactly, but there's some obvious... And you were confused about why you'd play it, but I needed to get out of all my old players that I had because none of them were worth having. And now I've got to set up for five or six players to be playing in this double game week that's coming up, which is nice, without spending anything, although now I'm going to have to get a goalkeeper because of...
Yeah, because it looks like he's not coming back, isn't he? This Steele character, Jason Steele, who I have signed, by the way, is apparently their new first choice because he likes to pass it out of the back. So I signed him for the double. Cue Sanchez going straight back in. I think Sanchez might be one that messes with your head, you know, if you get rid of him. I think he might.
Yeah. Well, I might get Kepa. It seems it's Kepa or Raya. Mm. And I think it might be Kepa, which was what a lot of people did last week, and I didn't think was worth doing. But actually, now I may well do that.
Kepa or Raya with the Brentford double coming up, and then the Brighton double coming up in this game week, isn't it?
Yeah. So I mean, I had a nice shiny team for 26. I'm sorted for doublers on 27, and I don't really have to spend in 28 unless I'm being flash. And then even in 29, I have a stack of doublers. So it was a very
I just thought, looking at it, because of that weirdly, that blank, that little blank, and I had quite a few players in the blank. And then Brighton have got two, then a blank, then two. I just thought, I'm going to free hit. I'm going to free hit in 28.
Wow.
Mix it up. Yes, okay. So that's what I'm doing. Because I like, if I've got three Brighton players... I want them to double, and then I don't want to blank, so I want them to double after that. So it seems to be perfectly set up for a free hit.
How does that affect you when it comes to 32, and then there'll be blanks
or
Brighton again?
A lot further down the line, isn't it? A lot further down the line. Cross that bridge when we come to it. Then I'm looking at, and of course it's such an unpredictable beast, FBL. And now I'm seeing like people talking about snow in Leeds, going the Leeds game might be off. It's like, what? I think the Leeds is Brighton's first game of the double. If that gets called off for snow, there's going to be a lot of annoyed people out there.
That would be extraordinarily bad news. But, I mean, we're skipping a week. So I guess we've got these. How many you got Dublin? This Brighton, Palace, Southampton, Brentford.
So I've got... I've got Steele in goal, obviously. Estupinian, who everyone's got. And Mitoma, who I've had for a while.
Yeah.
And wish I'd captained last time out. But, yes. So those three. And then two Brentford players, Tony and me.
Who I've got. And I've heard a sneaky rumour that Pinnock might not play both because of some Australia game, international game. I hope that's not true, but that he might get called up. And it would come in. Sorry, old Bill in the background now. I was sure that was a legal delivery you just had.
Pinnock did score, though, didn't he, last time? So there's the trouble with Brentford squad. I don't really know who any of them are, bar Tony and the goalkeeper and Ben Mee. The likes of Pinnock, Norgaard, Hickey and Jensen. I don't know. I wouldn't know what they looked like if I saw them. So I don't really feel like I could put them in my squad. But you've got Pinnock.
Pinnock and Tony, Mitoma, Estupan. I would have had Sanchez. I'm probably just going to lob Kepa in. I've got Ward-Prowse, which was my sort of differential pick, who thankfully was on my bench when he missed a penalty and got minus one. He's got a nice home and
which really worked out well for you then, didn't it? In every sense. The guy who missed the penalty stayed on the bench. The guy who saved the penalty came off the bench.
You're
having a lucky season, that's the sort of thing that happens.
Well,
I always have that dream. You know, when your goalkeeper doesn't play, you have a dream. It could be okay. Maybe my sub-goalkeeper will save a penalty. You're like, as if that will happen. And the only person that happens to is you. On the lucky run you're on at the moment where everything turns to prior.
Except for captain in Saka, which seemed like a really good captain choice. Risky to finally venture away from Haaland, and look what happens.
Well, I captained Martinelli and had exactly the same result, just 2 points.
And where's the armband going this weekend? Because it's Tony or Mitoma, isn't it? What are you thinking?
Well, that's pretty much it. Yeah, it's Tony, captain, Mitoma, vice-captain. I mean, I'm just hoping Tony doesn't get banned at any point in the near future. I think he's going to survive this double, certainly, isn't he?
Yeah.
Before any sort of FA hearing. If I was a betting man, I'd say he will play these two. I mean, who knows after that? It doesn't look like he's got much left in him, judging by the punishment coming his way. But yeah, I mean, Everton away and Southampton away, you'd expect him to score, wouldn't you?
You would, but then a Mitoma away to Leeds, home to Palace, you'd expect to score as well. I'm really torn because, I mean, Matoma's had a nice couple of hauls lately. Tony, he looked all right the other day. He nearly scored from the halfway line, but it was a penalty. And a penalty that had my heart in my mouth because he did like one of those one-step penalties.
That's what he always does, yeah. It's his trademark, isn't it? But he's always very reliable from the spot. Very reliable.
Sooner or later. You can't be reliable forever. Yeah. It's
no, I know.
A worry.
I just don't know if we can do Mitoma. I just feel like Mitoma and Solly March, sometimes it's like one of them does everything one week and then the other one does everything the other week. And I did fancy Solly March, but I just don't think I'm... I've obviously used up on my three Brighton players, so I think I think it's safer to go with Tony, isn't it? Go with a striker, surely.
And then elsewhere,
Tony's close second. Yeah,
I mean, I've got Trippier in still. Rashford I've hung on to, which has turned out good because this was the game I was waiting for. You better do something against Southampton because this was the only reason I didn't sell him a couple of weeks back. But excuse me, Rashford. Home to Southampton, that looks good on paper. I haven't initially was planning on getting rid of Haaland for Kane as my sort of mid transfer in between here, and because obviously Haaland doesn't play in 28 either.
And Kane's got good fixtures.
Home to Forest, I thought that might go well, but I don't like Spurs at the moment. I mean, three
Spurs
blanks,
are on the downer, aren't they? We're rubbish away from home. If we were playing them at home, and Spurs were such a downer as they are now. I know we did lose. Yeah, but I mean, if we were playing them at home now, right, this point in the season, but even away from home, I think if we just go out all that attack against, because you're so down in the mouth, aren't you? I mean, I don't even think the Champions League is the problem. It's the team you put out against Sheffield United in the FA Cup. Unbelievable. Wow. Why do you want to win a trophy? Why is your club so against winning trophies?
Some people might argue that putting a £60 million Brazil striker up front instead of Haaland, instead of Kane, wasn't necessarily a big downgrade.
It's not that weak, is it? It's not that weak.
But I think I'm going to hang on to Haaland because 17, 17, 6, 5, 13. Yes. I mean, he's bang back.
He's hard
forth.
To get rid of. He's hard to get rid of, isn't he?
But then he will blank when I will have to get rid of him. And then I'm going to lose 0.4 probably in buying him back at some point after the I might have to be out of him for a little while. 28, I don't fancy him against Liverpool. 29, and then he's probably going to blank him 32, so I might have to get rid for a little while.
I fancy him against Liverpool still.
I am 29, this double game week 29, I think I want him not 29, sorry, with this double game week he hasn't, but I'm thinking of getting rid of him and getting in Havertz, which is unusual.
Whoa. Yeah, there's a lot. I haven't really... I know you've got your A4 sheets and you've planned ahead that far, but I mean...
Well, 28 is at home to Everton. Yeah, 28 home to Everton. 29, home to Villa, home to Liverpool. And he's on penalties, although he did miss his first one the other day until he got retaken.
Yeah.
I just think they've got some nice fixtures and he seems to be the one that plays up front. And I'm just thinking... maybe I'll do that, and then away to Wolves when they're back on 30, home to Burnley.
And what points did you get then for your wild card?
Well, you know what, the whole week got ruined by that stupid Liverpool result, didn't it? Everyone who
that was great, wasn't it? I kept my Liverpool players for that. Yeah,
most people wanted to wash their hands
of that. For that. That's why I didn't think because the wild card, everyone was getting rid of their Liverpool players, weren't they? Whereas they were about to play their main rivals. I mean, no one expected a 7-0 hammering, but you know. Darwin got two, Gakpo got two, even your old mate Mo got two. And so did you have any Liverpool players?
No, and then they're away to Bournemouth, aren't they? But
hard to take, isn't it, that?
Then they're away, they've got a blank in 28, they've got a blank after that as well.
The other side of the blank's not great, is it?
And their double isn't like amazing, away to City, away to Chelsea. So yeah, I did get shot of it. I want them back at some point, I think 31, 32-ish after the 32.
Yes,
and
them later and City on the season.
Have great fixtures, but and I've saved enough money to try
good,
and... do that, but no, I didn't, and that ruined the whole game week. Basically, like they had that terrible like double where Darwin did me no good, and Gomez was injured, and Salah only scored once, and then they go and do that, and it just absolutely mashed up the game week for everyone. I think.
Yes, well, yeah, except me.
So I got 62, which was pretty average. I mean, average was 43, but 62 wasn't amazing.
Yeah. I got 67. Darwin was the star. Obviously, Tony was in there. White got his goal for Arsenal. That was a nice turn of events. Didn't start. Came on as a sub. Scored.
I mean, to be clear, you got 63 because you took a 4-point hit.
I'm trying to get rid of him. I'm trying to get rid of him, yeah. But, oh, yes, of course, I did take a 4-point.
And he left Andreas on the bench.
Thanks so much for correcting me. Well, look, he's always on the bench. He got two assists. He's a hard player to leave out, but I felt like there were better placed players that week. But he's always my first sub. And normally he'll come in for at least someone, but this week he didn't. But it's 8 points on the bench. I've got so much strength in depth, Dan. That's why I didn't really feel the need to do the wild card. But
you spent four that week. Are you spending again this week? I don't know if you've spent to get
I only spent four, yeah. I mean, I don't see four as a big deal. So it's like I just accept that you're going to spend four. I've just like nice to have the wild card in the holster still.
Yeah. For what though? What are you waiting for? There's a couple of doubles towards the end of the season, but they're very small.
You know, like all these injuries, Dan, all these injuries coming later on in the season. Unpredictable. Nice to have it. The security blanket of the wild card still there. It feels like it was using it for the sake of using it at this point in the season.
No, it wasn't. It was using it for the double, this mini double, the blank, and then the big double. You could absolutely cover your bases in an amazing way without spending barely any points.
It didn't have a good start. The wild card, as I've seen, are not happy with the start they've had.
Some people.
You spawned out because of a Leicester goalkeeper, that was all.
He got about 5 points more than Sanchez would have done. It's fine.
Well, yeah, that's true. Possibly. Yes. But it's all about the doubles either side of the blank.
Yeah.
And then the big doubles later on, we're still waiting on, aren't we, later on in the season?
They're not big doubles. They're a couple of small doubles. This is the big one. This is never going to get bigger than 29, and I need it for 29 because it's a bench boost week. And then 32, there's a little blank. There's talk of a Newcastle Brighton maybe having a double in there somewhere in between now and 33. And then the last couple of, 34 or 36, whatever it is, they're not massive doubles. And you can pre-play them on that with just a few transfers once it's announced. And I've got a free hit for one of them if I need it. So I feel pretty happy. I feel happy how this is going to be navigated. I'm probably going to have to spend and win.
Your trip strategy further down the line. Well.
Yeah, I think in 29 I've got to take a 4-point hit. But apart from that, I'm feeling quite happy about it.
Nice. Okay, great. Well, let's see what happens. I mean, I think I closed the gap on you mildly, but not much. So it's not going to make much difference, is it, really? I don't think.
Well, no, it's like a couple of boats, a couple of chairs being thrown off the Titanic, and it's still going down.
I'm sort of stuck with De Bruyne at the moment. I really wish they'd got rid of him for Gakpo during the last Liverpool double, which I was tempted to take a -8 and do, but I decided against it. But he's just so off form at the moment that he's doing my head in.
Yeah, well, Palace away, then he's blanking. And then what, Liverpool home? Their fixtures get really good, though, after... maybe 33. They've got some good fixtures coming up, and there's a double somewhere against West Ham
is a double somewhere coming. There's one coming at some point. Well, there you go. That's an interesting chat about chip strategy, Jan. Any other points you want to raise at all?
Not really. It's just one of those times of the season. I feel bad for like what the game's becoming away, because in some ways this is like what we've all been waiting for in a sad, tragic, like I enjoy FPL more than I should like. But this is it. This is like the chance to those people that have been jamming it, but they spent their free hit already, or they've done their bench boost and wasted it in like 12. This is the time when you're like, oh, you think you know what's happening. Check this out. There's a load of like five players doubling, and then in 28, no one's going to blank, and I'm going to have no point hits. And in 29, boom, even more players. And these leagues should, if there's not more Liverpool Man U madness, start favouring the people who are paying attention a bit and be good.
Yes.
But on the other hand, I used to enjoy it when people could be casual FPL players and still do well. And it's this sort of stuff that puts off the casual players because they go,
it's too involved, isn't it? It's too involved.
Yeah. People aren't going to know that 32 is going to be a blank, you know, or they've just seen
That's what's really annoying. When you're having a bad season and people that don't even know what's going on are doing better than you.
Maybe
that's what's hard to take.
In the fixtures underneath your team on FPL, they should have a sort of maybe this isn't going to happen sort of thing against them. So that just a casual player could have a glance without having to go onto like graphs and stuff on Twitter, find out who might not be playing so you don't pump your players into one area. So on the one hand, I'm kind of like, yeah, this is good because I know what's going to happen to a point, but then I do miss that some people can't. Yes. Yeah, so we'll see. And I feel, and you keep
pity them.
Well, I just pity the old days of the game. That's more to the point, you know. I do. You're right. I have a Google Doc draft of literally my team for now till 38 potentially.
Wow.
And that what players I need to bring in or out.
It's a crazy world. It's a crazy mixed up world. It's nice to see Brennan Johnson in the team of the week. I tell you what, he never ceases to amaze me, that boy. And looking at, you know, Forest in that double, perhaps. Wolves at home, Leeds away. Oh, tasty.
Good differential.
Good potential differential, certainly. He's very confident in front of goal. Anyone else you got your eye on? Matty Cash for Villa as well, with their double on the horizon. I'm looking at him. I think he got an assist, didn't he, last
time? Well, I had Mings. Mings is a little bit of a bonus point pick. He's hoovering him up a little bit. Nine so
despite
far.
Despite him never looking that good when I see him play for Villa. Weird.
No, but, I mean, they've got reasonable fixtures, and double's a bit iffy away to Chelsea and Leicester, but then Forest home, Newcastle at home after. So Villa look decent. It's kind of like looking at those last five game weeks and going, what do I want there now? Not getting too sucked into these doubles that you forget about the last five games of the season, when there's going to be some good fixtures for Man U, Man City, and Arsenal, I think, as well.
Nice. Top of the game week league table is still Phil Simmons. Sorry, that's my alarm going off to tell me to go on a school run.
Sorry for all
so many interruptions. It's like, it is. It's like a BBC drama. So much stuff going on in the background. Dogs, delivery people, alarms, slurping of drinks.
Oh, dude.
Sorry about that. It's just a lager. I know it's too early to start on the lagers, but you know, and I've got to go pick my kids up from school. It's not really lager, obviously. I'm joking. Toon Barmy.
Oh, is it?
Toon Barmy is top of the table. Phil Simmons doing very well overall. His score is 1,733. Doing very nicely.
Nice.
So we'll be back soon, I suppose, Dan. See how we get on in this double, and then speak again.
I really feel like Kane's going to screw me this weekend, and you know that us putting the armband on Tony means that Matoma's going to be the one we should have picked.
Please feel free to go Matoma.
Salah away, his price just went up. Salah away to Bournemouth. There's so many things that could go wrong.
Yes, well, that's the beauty of the game, isn't it, Dan? Except for the casual player who will be frustrated and annoyed and probably not play it again. But still be ahead of me. I'm looking at you, Doris from accounts. Yeah. Insane, not captaining Kane, Dan. We'll find that on the other side. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.